Blog Talk Radio.
Better grab everything I can.
Now wait till you hear it in
person. You're going to want to see this. This is going to be good.
Francis!
What? Grabbing pills. Grabbing pills.
Grabbing pills.
Pills here!
Grabbing pills.
Woo!
Grabbing pills.
Yeah!
Grabbing pills. Peel, peel, peel.
Nice, nice.
Damn
nice,
straight.
Nice.
Oh!
Nice, nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh!
Nice, nice.
All right!
Oh!
Nice, nice, nice.
Ah, I've got a bell in here. Don't make me use this bell.
Ah. I believe we're due for another Left 4 Dead.
Hello.
Ah, good morning.
Hello, Francis.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. I'm sitting over here muting and unmuting my microphone, not paying attention. Hopefully, you weren't sneezing like I was. No, no. Oh wow! Again, I have managed to not do it for 3 days. Not almost in the show. Oh gosh. Welcome to Lunch with Ginger and Corey, served hot and fresh every day at noon. I am Corey.
And I am Ginger.
If you wonder what we were talking about, some of you out there have never heard me sneeze, I think. Be happy. You still have your eardrums.
Epically cute.
I sneezed about 10 seconds before the show was on and blew out all speakers everywhere. No. Well, it's gotta come out. It's gotta come out. So how you doing this morning, Miss Jen?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, all I can say is it is effing hot. I don't know what's going on with the weather in Texas.
It's hot. I'm cold today.
It is 71 degrees here in lovely, sunny Houston. 71 people.
That is warm.
It's supposed to be winter.
You know, I remember it being like 90 in Christmas, so.
Yeah, not highly unusual for Houston, but still. Wreaks havoc on the wardrobe.
Ooh, here. I had to go and look just then.
How cold is it?
52.
That is a testament to just how big Texas is. She's on the other side of Texas, and it is 52, and I'm in the other side, and it's 71. That just goes to show you, the rest of you states, you think you're big, you're not Texas. Anyway, so those of you listening probably tuned in to hear what I just announced on Twitter. Ha ha ha.
What did you announce on Twitter?
Well, I have a release date for Dead Space 2.
Ooh, tell us more.
Are you ready? Are you sitting down?
Maybe.
Well, you all will be very happy to know you don't have much longer to wait for Dead Space. You have until the 28th of this month.
Wow, that's not long.
Not really at all. And some of you may already know this. I thought I'd just make it all official because EA sent it today. So, Dead Space, 28th. Those of you also looking for Bulletstorm, February 22nd, not that far.
No, not that far.
Crisis 2, March 25th. Yay!
Woohoo!
Yay! Okay, so that's enough of game releases. Jim, what you got?
All right, well, I'm going to go with my own little game release because you know I love some zombies. It looks like Apulor is going to be releasing Terra Zombies for the iOS devices. It says neurotoxin injections responsible for mutations as Terra Zombies invade App Store. This looks like... Apulor announces the release of their Terra Zombies, a post-apocalyptic third-person shooter for iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad. In the war-ravaged future, terrorists have resorted to injecting themselves with an experimental neurotoxin that turns humans into ticking time bomb-toting zombies. That's not awesome.
And which game is this again?
This is Terra Zombies.
I love it.
Yes. Looks like players are going to have a full military battalion at their disposal, waiting to unleash a lethal air barrage on the game's three main war zones. Players arrive on the scene equipped with an extensive arsenal of zombie shredding weapons, ammo, and stim packs to hold off attacks until all unaffected civilians have safely evacuated the battlegrounds.
Why do we need to wait till they evacuate the battlegrounds? Just blow it up. You know, they're going to become zombies anyway, so might as well.
So, looks like it's going to be 99 cents on the iPhone, iPod, Apple store. So, go over there and check that out. For the iPad, sorry guys, it's going to be $1.99.
Oh, a whole dollar. You poor iPad people.
I know. That's like, what, a cup of coffee? Well, cheap coffee.
Yeah, I was about to say, what coffee are you buying? It's not Starbucks, I can tell you that much. It's $3 for that small, which I'm very upset about. Starbucks, fix it. So we got some other interesting gaming news. Yay.
Ooh, what you got?
Nothing. No, I'm kidding. I promise I do have something. It's just my browser's trying to reload. Anybody else notice that their Firefox is being stupid like IE?
I don't even get me started. I've already had to like restart it 3 times today. I'm not
Jesus,
happy.
Firefox people, get it together.
I don't know what y'all are doing, but quit breaking it.
Yeah, it was fine before. It didn't need any upgrades, really.
It's not broke, don't fix it.
Amen. Okay, so this comes from our friends over at Engadget. Apparently, Toshiba has decided netbooks are still in. I think we need a pink one. Normally, I'm not all for the pink, but I would love to have a pink netbook just because. But they've officially announced the Mini NB305 and the NB505. Basically, it's going to come with an Intel Atom N455 processor, 1 gigabyte of RAM, Windows 7 starter, and 250 gigabytes of hard drive space. And get this, the price is awesome, $300.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
It comes in 5 colors, which they are in. Oh, wait a minute. I think I can see the colors. It's kind okay, the standard gray, you got a blue, you got an orangish, ooh, pretty, a blue-green, and a cobalt blue. Ooh, it's very, very small. You can probably go and check that out. Oh, wait a minute. Actually, it's one is 300. Then the there's a bigger one for 380. You get it's wait a minute, what is it that they're offering extra? Oh, a chiclet keyboard and a touchpad combo. Well, good luck with that, Toshiba. I do want one. I'm looking at it. I won't lie to you. Fits right in my purse.
Ooh, we like it when they fit in the purse.
That's what I'm talking about. Love it when they fit in the purse. So you can go over and check that out over at our friends at Engadget. That is their lead story today. Engadget.com. Make sure you're the American one. I don't know if the UK people have theirs up, but haha.
Well, this is, I've got a news story about the Wii Fit. It's coming from Game Politics and Standard Examiner. Looks like Wii Fit may not be as good as people thought for actual fitness.
No, say it ain't so.
Oh, I know. Apparently, research data is coming in, and it's from different universities showing that Wii gaming or active gaming is actually not that great for getting rid of the excess pounds, but is a good thing for physical or mental rehabilitation. It looks like Dale Wagner, a health professor from Utah State University, says nearly all of these research studies have a similar conclusion. The interactive video games increase heart rate and energy expenditure compared to sedentary computer games. However, the increase in the heart rate with these games corresponds to only light to moderate intensity.
Okay. That's an odd study. I was thinking they were going to say that you weren't getting, I don't know, that, yeah. We'll talk about that on Thursday.
Yeah, I still think any exercise is better than none, though. So
that's what I was going to say.
Get up, make it a deal, play one Wii game a day at least.
That's what I think. Or at least your Kinect or something.
Kinect, something, anything that gets you moving.
Get it up, people. Get it up, get it up. Oh, yeah, it's daytime, Jen. Stop it.
And for the Thursday night show. All right. Anyways.
Well, we got a ton of stuff going on at CES, which officially hasn't actually kicked off yet. It'll be kicking off, I believe, tomorrow. But you have a ton of people already releasing things. good God. I can't even cover all this. You have rapper Ludacris releasing new headsets. We've got LG there showing off new phones and tablets and whatnot. But we'll come back to that shortly. I wanted to talk about this new gear that's available at Play and Trade, who's also friends of the show. We love you, Play and Trade. Immerse has announced a retail partnership with Play and Trade. They're unveiling a device that works with video games, movies, musical instruments, and they're also going to be at CES. Cannot escape CES this week. They're saying, again, they're partnered with Play and Trade for the launch of the full sensory immersion gear called Core FX. Starting today, Core FX can be pre-ordered at more than 200 Play and Trade retail stores and only Play and Trade retail stores across the U.S. and Canada, as well as at playandtrade.com. Beginning this month in select Play and Trade stores, customers will be able to try out Core FX firsthand at a special indoor demo kiosk, and Core FX will also be on display at CES this week in Las Vegas. If you want to drop by there and you're at CES, you can go to booth number 5417 North Hall LVCC. This is unprecedented for Play and Trade. I'd say GameStop better watch out.
Very nice.
If you're wondering what exactly CoreFX is, they're saying it's a new form of acousto-haptic technology. I love the words they make up.
made up words.
Word of the day is acousto-haptic. It'll revolutionize the way consumers experience different forms of multimedia. So using the human body itself to create a more powerful sense of immersion, the CoreFX enhances game playing, movie watching, and music listening by delivering nearly imperceptible vibrations to select areas of the chest. CoreFX activates neural pathways that subconsciously monitor vibrations of the chest cavity that naturally occur when speaking, laughing, or crying, providing the user with directional, full sensory immersive experience and a heightened emotional sensory response to whatever entertainment they're enjoying. The company that made it, Immerse, has been honored with the prestigious industry awards such as the 2010 Popular Science Magazine Invention Award and Popular Science's Best of What's New in 2010 Award, and they were handpicked as one of the most innovative new consumer technologies by the CES last year in 2010. So, again, you can pre-order CoreFX at only Play Trade, Play and Trade, and they do require you to put five on it. Each unit is around $189 at launch, and they're expected to ship their pre-orders to customers in March if you Play and Trade. Oh, also, if you pre-order while you're at CES or during the week of CES, because you don't have to be there, you will be entered in the Feel the Magic sweepstakes, which will enable you to win 20 exclusive prizes valued at thousands of dollars. Yay, they won't say what it is, though. Check them out at immerse.com, and that's immerse.com.
All right.
Sounds interesting and scary.
It does. Sorry, I'm kind of stuttering here. My news story is going to be 20 years of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yay! Love Sonic.
Looks like Sega Corporation is proud to announce their company mascot will celebrate his 20th anniversary on June 23rd of 2011. So that's still a little ways out, but 20 years with Sonic. I remember when he was brand new. I'm so old. from the first day of release of Sonic the Hedgehog, come back in 1991 on the Sega Mega Drive console, Genesis, for North America. Sonic the Hedgehog quickly became a popular gaming icon due to his super fast speed and his cool, edgy character. Oh, yes, this brings back so many memories, so many rings caught. Oh, I loved this game. But yeah, 20 years. Congratulations, Sega. That's awesome.
Yay for Sega. Sega! Since we don't have that sound effect, I thought I'd do it. I bet they love me for that. We're going to get sued or something for me doing that. I bet you.
I didn't do it. She did it.
You did it. You told me to do it.
I had nothing to do with that one.
You told me to do it. I'm pouting.
Aw.
Okay. So those of you who love Civ 4 or Civ 5, as it were, guess what? According to Game Politics and to a report on Big Download, former Civilization 5 lead designer John Schaefer and science fiction writer Dave Stern have just joined Stardock to work on Elemental War of Magic.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm. Schaefer, who recently left Firaxis, will oversee his own development team. He says, I could do this myself. I don't need you. but in the meantime, he'll be focusing on continuing to develop Stardock's current flagship title, Elemental, including the development of two upcoming expansion packs. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm.
All right, well, looks like Tiger Woods is back in the game.
Boo, I mean, yeah.
All right, and it's with EA. Imagine that, them two in bed together. Oh, mm-hmm. My bad. Yeah, the game Tiger Woods PGA Tour 12 will be available on the Wii, Xbox 360, and PlayStation 3 consoles. It's going to feature the Masters Tournament at the Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia. A version without the Masters will be available for the iPhone and the iPad. That's why we're going to talk all over each other. It will begin selling Tour 12 in North America on March 29th and then worldwide on April 1st. So if you like golf, if you like Tiger Woods, there you go.
We sound so enthused about this. You know, I shouldn't say that. The Tiger Woods golf is actually pretty interesting.
I remember playing, I think it was the first one on PC several, many, many years ago and enjoyed it back then. But I don't know. I may have to boycott it just because.
Yeah, because? Yeah. Okay, so... Well, here's some exciting news for you Mac people out there. Feral Interactive announces digital delivery through their game download stores. They're now offering a selection of titles from its prestigious family of Macintosh games for immediate purchase and download online. The two launch titles are the smash hits Borderlands, the Game of the Year Edition, and Rome, Total War Gold Edition. Additional titles include Somebody Hold Ginger Down, Lego Harry Potter, Years 1 through 4, and Bioshock will be made available for digital download later this week, with more titles to follow shortly. David Steven over at Feral says this is very exciting development for us. We hope that by making our games available through trusted digital partners, we will be able to reach new audiences for Mac games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice, nice. I love a Mac. I may have to get one just to play Lego Harry Potter.
Well, you know, the Mac gamers don't get a whole lot of love, and we like to try to give them love. So drop one over there, Mac people, and see what they got. See what they got. You haven't played Bioshock yet? I know you haven't. Go ahead and try it. I'll play it. I got a Mac here at the house. Maybe I'll try it.
Yes, just what I need, another electronic in my house.
It is impressive. I'm going to have to stop saying that. I've been talking it down. So me saying nice things about it is running my rep.
All right, parents, get ready. If you've got little girls or little boys who like Barbie, toy maker Mattel has agreed to license its brands, including Barbie, Hot Wheels, Fisher-Price, to THQ.
I will cut you.
Yes. It's all for you. It's video games for a variety of gaming for a variety of gaming platforms. Looks like they're looking at the... Where did I see this? I think I saw the PS3. I think I saw something mentioned at the Kinect, but I cannot find it now. I'm so sorry, people. But it does look like Barbie may be coming to your living room and your Kinect very soon.
Oh, God. You know, I'm going to shut up. That's what I'm going to do. Okay.
Social network, so maybe, you know, Barbie infestation of face.
I'm not happy.
Yes. Looks like they are mentioning Kinect or the Move or both for these two. So fun stuff.
Y'all just missed another sneeze.
Bless you.
Thank you. Barbie games must go. Sorry, people. For those of you who like them, Barbie games must die. Okay, moving along to the next story because that just makes me gag.
Well, we all know what to get Corey for her birthday.
I will cut all of you. Just try it. Okay, since Jen is trying to make me feel bad, I'm going to make her feel good. Pixel Crown's Mini Orchard and Lego People's Champ.
Oh, yay.
Yay! The results of the 2010 Pixel Awards bring the second accolade in as many months to Mind Orchard and Lego Company with the Lego City Fire Academy crown, People's Champ. The poll that spanned several weeks saw over 35,000 votes cast with Mind Orchard winning in the animation category. The prestigious Pixel Awards are now in their fifth year, and they actually honor sites that have shown excellence in web design and development. So this is a success for Mind Orchard and Lego Company at the Pixel Awards, which follows closely on November 2010's announcement that Lego City Fire Academy achieved coveted Best in Class Award in the Kids category of Interactive Media Awards. So sweet. Grown-ups like Legos too, people, I hate to tell you.
I love me some Legos. Nothing better than shooting your team player in the head with their, you know, Lego gun and watching their little Lego pieces go flying everywhere.
Love it, love it, love it.
Yes.
So you guys make sure you go by and check out that website, Lego City, and Mind Orchard too as well. But check out the Lego one, really, really. apparently, since the release last year, Lego City Fire Academy has been played several million times by visitors and has been watched in 22 countries.
That's nice.
So awesome, awesome, awesome. So go by and check them out. Tell them we sent you. city.lego.com/NUS games. I just Google it, honey. It's a long link. I'm not going to say that. Go for it, Jen. Go, go, go.
All right. This is coming out of Game Politics. Sorry, I'm a little slow this morning. Coming out of GamePolitics.com, Texas business incentives help create 1,700 jobs. Apparently, there was a news report from the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts, and it's showing that video game industry has created well over 1,000 jobs in the last 2 years here in Texas. That's awesome. This is due mostly to the state's Texas Moving Image Industry Incentive Program. This program offers incentives to the film, television, commercial, and video game industries.
Yes, we heard about that a few years ago. I was very excited, very excited.
Yes, yes.
The people still don't view us as a viable place to hold gaming events like E3. I figure if I cry, maybe it'll work. You know how guys are. Girls gotta cry.
Susan Combs, Texas Comptroller, says in 2009 the video game industry spent $234 million in Texas and employed 3,400 permanent workers with a positive economic impact on the state and on their local communities. That is awesome. Way to go, Texas. Let's bring more of this here.
Yay for Texas. Oh, I was about to say.
It's a whole heck of a lot cheaper to fly down South Texas than it is in California.
Yes, right? And we don't have earthquakes. I'd just like to point that out. The ground does not shake here.
No, it's solid. Mm-hmm. We do have huge mosquitoes, though. Sorry, guys.
Huge mosquitoes, and we have hurricanes, but you will see both of them coming before they get to you. There's time to, you know, bob and weave.
Okay. Bob and weave. Bless you, Corey.
Okay, so next up on the menu for lunch, Empire Craft New Year, new server, new event. So if you're one of those Empire Craft people, you have years. Well, I hate when they give you the the description of the game first. So they're having an event, basically. It's going to last from January the 5th to the 19th of this year. They're inviting you to come and join them and stock up on rewards. All those gifts that they're going to be giving away are worth $130 in value and a purple suit for you to claim if you want to look like a pimp. Specifically, the attractive Spectral Lion. It can't get in the current version. And the purple suit are prepared for the older players. Spectral Lion is a mount. I wanted to give Jen time to absorb that. A mount.
Spectral. Yeah, you know, we got those in WoW.
But you can't get this one anymore.
Cards. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Apparently this one is like Haute Couture. You can't get it in the current version anymore.
Oh.
Okay, so he or she, whatever kind of line it is designed in order to the welcoming of old players. Who wrote this press release? And more improvement of your STR as a special character of a few mounts in East End. So you can expect an appearance for that soon. Again, this starts at 4 a.m. Actually, it started at 4 a.m. today. Mm-hmm. So you should be able to sign up now, about 10 minutes prior to the server opening, if you were up at 4 a.m. this morning, that is. So as of now, you can probably go over to sign up and get in just fine. Wow, this is a lot confusing. We're going to leave this news story alone. You people over there at Hit here, you might want to rewrite your PRs. Wow, this is confusing.
More sleep, less drink when you're riding those.
Yes, this is good. I understand now. I'm not going to say anything. I'll talk to you about this after the show. I see why there's a problem.
Right.
I see what the problem is. Anyway, all your base are belong to us. Okay, so make sure you go over there and check them out. Hitthere.com and tell us if you like that game. Maybe we'll come play with you. Maybe.
No. All your base are belong to Netflix, apparently. Not only can you get it on your iPhone, your game console, and your internet-connected TV, no, now you can get it on your remote. Yes. Apparently, Netflix is teaming up with several hardware manufacturers and are planning to soon release remote controls with a Netflix-branded button for one-click access to the company's streaming catalog.
Wow, they are really milking this.
yes, they are.
Wow.
This is coming out of Yahoo.com, and it's showing sometime this spring, Blu-ray player remote controls for Panasonic, Samsung, Sharp, Sony, and Toshiba, as well as Best Buy's in-house Dynex brand, Hair and Memrex, will all include the Netflix one-click button. Sony, Sharp, and Toshiba will also release internet-connected TV remotes with the Netflix option. Remote controls for the Boxy Z-Link and iOmega devices, as well as the Roku set-top box, will also have a Netflix button.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess you gotta do what you do while you can do it.
Okay. You can't let your little, 2-year-old play with the remote because you'll come home and have a $1,000 Netflix bill.
Oh, yes. Good God. Okay. So, in case you all didn't know this, CES is all about the 3D this year. You know, we told you earlier in the week about the 3DS. It's going to be there and a couple of other 3D items. And this is something I actually noticed last night, and Engadget has it up on their site this morning. HBO is now offering 3D on demand. So if you have HBO's HD for your Comcast or Verizon or whoever you're using, you should also have access to a few 3D movies. You also have some multi-channel news reports. Coraline is available. Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs, Monsters vs. Aliens, and Clash of the Titans are now all available for your 3D viewing pleasure. Of course, since it's HBO, well, yeah.
You're going to have to pay extra.
Well, you're going to have some problems. Good luck with that, HBO. I saw that and I decided not to watch it. I'm not that interested in the 3D at this point. And I'm assuming you have to have some glasses or special 3D TV. I prefer to go the Nintendo route. I just want to look at it. If it works, it works. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. Good luck with that, though, HBO. And you HBO people. Y'all let us know how that turns out.
Yeah, you can see Corey has much promise in this.
Well, I'm thinking, eyesight, there's no long-term studies on what 3D does to the eyes. I think. As far as I know, anyway, there's no study.
Oh, they're saying the 3DS, or the 3DS, you're going to have to watch your kids' usage on it because they can actually harm their eyes.
See?
So I wonder if that has something similar to do with TV.
Exactly. I bet it does.
All right. Well, iPhone is coming out, has another app, a free app, to give you more free apps. Apparently, Free App A Day soars past 1.5 million downloads since Christmas debut.
How many?
1.5 million downloads.
Wow. Do you think that has anything to do with you? Didn't you announce this way back before Christmas?
This is not the same website, I don't believe.
Oh, I was going to say they owe you some money.
I know, right? That'd be awesome. Give me some money, people. No, this makes it the fastest-growing free app-a-day application to date.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Since the January 2009 or since January 2009, platform has successfully promoted hundreds of free and paid applications from leading iPhone application developers ranging from Capcom's Smurfs and Disney's Tron to EA's mobile Scrabble and Pogo games. So that is awesome. Apparently, they've also reached over 200,000 Facebook fans. So if you want some free apps, you're looking for a good website, head over to Free App a Day.
Yay! So, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. So mellow.
So mellow. Kind of cruising through the end of the week.
This song always reminds me of Second Life.
Yeah, I think I have heard this corny sound music in Second Life somewhere.
This is that ballroom dancing music at Second Life. When you just turn it off and put your own music on, you're like, oh. Okay, we said quick break, and we didn't mean, in fact, mean a quick break.
Yeah, I'm going to fall asleep to the music.
Yeah, I don't want anybody falling asleep. It is lunchtime.
Mm-hmm, they're going to have full bellies, and then you put this on, they're just going to snore right off to sleep.
Just put your head on your desk. It's okay. All right, that's enough of that. I'm going to sleep. Okay, so I was talking about this earlier in the show. Oh, God, CES is all about some people. We have a lot of celebrities now that are trying to get into the technological game. It used to be celebrities wanted to be involved in clothes or they wanted to have their own fragrance. Now they have to have their own things such as headphones. So apparently Signio reveals Soul by Ludacris headphone series at CES today. Yeah. So basically you can grab a musician now and say, here, you wear our headphones when nobody's looking. So HP has, of course, joined in with Dr. Dre and Bieber. Slick Audio has done likewise with 50 Cent. You have Harman, AKG, is teamed up with Quincy Jones. And now Signio is looking to Ludacris for a boost in the marketing department. So, as you can expect, Engadget is reporting, the headphones look very similar to the Beats headphone range. According to the release after the break, Luda, who was tightly involved with the construction of the headphones, the Soul brand again is debuting with five models in the line. The SL300 noise-canceling headphones, on-ear SL150 and the SL100 models, and also the SE99 and SE48 earbuds. Please, people. There's no pricing details as of yet. And you can find them when they hit shelves early this year. Yeah. I am not excited about this. So we have a bunch of celebrities jumping in trying to create things. I don't know if Ludacris is a gamer. I'm going to assume not.
I wouldn't assume so, but you never know.
I can see where maybe Dr. Dre had a good market with HP because it's music. There's a lot of people who do music on their laptops and everywhere. You know, they do it on their Xbox. They love music. However, I don't see these doing that well for gaming.
No.
You can't have noise canceling on when you're trying to talk to your friends while you're fighting. It shuts off half of your command. Go over. Grenade. Yeah, that's not.
That would be bad.
That's very bad. And that's usually what happens with noise canceling. It cancels out part of your sentence. So, Ms. Jen, what else you got?
I've got Scarlet and the Spark of Life on sale now for 99 cents. Launching Pad Games announces... I'm sorry?
I said, ooh, expensive.
I know. Launching Pad Games announces that Scarlet and the Spark of Life, the critically acclaimed debut episode of Scarlet Adventures, has been temporarily price slashed to 99 cents. Scarlet and the Spark of Life is the first of four planned episodes introducing players to a princess with a sharp tongue and a grumpy mechanical horse with a giant ego. Built from the ground up for handheld iOS devices, it features an intuitive point-and-tap interface and frustration-free gameplay. Those who've played the game have fallen in love with Scarlett's design, story, characters, and humor. Paste Magazine's Kirk Hamilton has praised the presentation as damn near flawless, while Wired.com's Jonathan Liu had called Scarlett brilliantly written with priceless dialogue. I was sold at the Princess with a Sharp Tongue and Grumpy Mechanical Horse with a Giant Ego myself.
So was I.
But it is on the iTunes Store, or you can head over to their website, launchingpadgames.com/games/Scarlett. So that sounds awesome.
Amazing. Okay. So you knew it was coming, right? You knew this was coming. Again, CES is all the Twitter, all of Flutter, whatever you want to call it. SoftKinetic, the leading 3D gesture recognition software and solution provider, and Transgaming Inc. have announced their collaboration to bring gesture-based video games to Transgaming's on-demand gaming platform called GameTree TV. Transgaming's video game enablement technology combined with SoftKinetic's IISU, the interface is you, gesture recognition software, provides consumers with an innovative experience previously only available on specialized video game consoles. So this means you'll be able to do gesture-based everything. Change your channel on your TV, record stuff, that's just too much.
Wow, we're just becoming lazy, lazy, lazy people.
Well, this might not make them lazy unless they start figuring out, you know, the gesture-based stuff is, you know, when they show it to you on TV, you have to go all out to get it to work. But really, it's kind of, you know, you might flick a finger and stuff does what it's supposed to. In addition to the compelling value add-on for their consumers, the gesture-based games that they're going to be offering, managed service operations and CE Drive manufacturers can enhance their overall entertainment portfolio with the addition of GameTree TV. The platform is going to offer MSOs and OEMs new revenue streams that strengthen their consumer value proposition by catering to the broad family demographics represented in their customer base and improves the marketability of their product. That's a bunch of gibberish. they're saying we think we're going to make a lot of money. So we'll see.
Possibly, but wow, that just seems... It seems like everybody's trying to get a piece of the pie with that one.
That's why we is laughing all the way to the bank. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good luck, you people over at SoftKinetic. I don't really want to gesture at my TV to get it to change channels. I don't want to talk to it.
I don't want it to talk to me.
Yeah.
It's showing me the show. That's it.
Exactly. Don't talk back to me either. So, yeah. This is going to be for your set-top boxes as well and connected to any consumer electronic devices. Again, you can see that at CES if you were so inclined. You can tell them we sent you and we weren't happy to send you there.
All right. Well, I have a new gaming addiction, Mission Against Terror, and they're coming out with a new year and new, even more lethal weapons. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're giving us a Dragon Roar bazooka, magically charged XM8, and Scar Nile crocodile rifles among goodies through the special achievement, consecutive login, and more. This is a fun game if y'all haven't played it. Really got to go try it. And it's free. Can't go wrong with that. You can check out the complete gallery of weapons at mat.subagames.com. Or you can just look it up. That's a really long one. But anyway, mat.subagames.com is where you can find the MAT site for Mission Against Terror. It's awesome. Go check it out. It's really a lot of fun.
Well, for those of you who didn't know, Cityville has overtaken Farmville. It's taken over Facebook. Recent app data shows that Zyniga's newest title, Cityville, pulled ahead of Farmville in both daily and monthly active users during the holiday season. I can believe it. According to the Facebook stat tracking site, Cityville is now 33% more monthly, has 33% more active monthly users at 86 million than Farmville has. Daily active users are almost even with Cityville at 15 million and Farmville at 14 million. Wow. you should also be aware, something we didn't know, there is a class action lawsuit against Zyniga for violation of user privacy. So that'll be interesting to see how well this game continues to do once players become aware of this, because I wasn't aware.
Mm-hmm. No. Ooh. I mean, does it go into depth about why this is?
Let me see if I can pull up the class action lawsuit really quickly. Well, apparently, let's see, this was back in October. Somehow this slipped by us, because nothing slips by us. Zyniga was sued for allegedly sharing player data. It claims that the company disregarded privacy agreements. The suit was filed by Facebook user named Nancy Graffon on behalf of all Zyniga game players and is being represented by attorney Michael J. Ashenbrunner Brunner of Edelson McGuire, LLC. And this is coming from our friends at GamePro, by the way, GamePro.com. They managed to speak to the attorney who stated that Zyniga shared the user IDs, basically the names of Facebook gamers that play the games from the developer, acting against its own privacy agreements and Facebook in general. All app developers, contracts, and Facebook prohibit developers from sharing this information, even if the developer gets consent. So they are in huge trouble. They're not, as of October, they weren't saying how much monetary relief the prosecution was hoping to get out of Zyniga. He did point out that previous successful cases filed against companies that violated the two laws did not bode well for them before, but it only garnered damages in the low thousands. So I say, I think we should all jump in on that. I think I could use some money.
I can use a new pair of shoes.
Zyniga spokesman stated that they believe that the complaint is without merit and they intend to defend against it vigorously. This was back in October. Haven't heard anything about that yet again, but there are some other articles you can follow over at PCMag.com and, of course, dropbygamepro.com to read what I just read to you. So, yeah, if you play those games, be aware they're telling all your business. Climbing in your window, snatching your data up.
Yes. Mm. Yes, yes. Those are the lyrical stylings of Corey, and they are epic. All right.
We got time for one more. One more.
One more? One more? All right. Are you one of those card-gathering, card-collecting gamers? Well, there's a new game out there, and it's in beta, and it just went live. Cardmon Hero. Red Banna today announced that the second round of closed beta testing for its highly anticipated free-to-play card-summoning MMORPG game Cardmon Hero is going live today, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The second closed beta will run through January 9th, and its interested participants may sign up at the official Cardmon Hero website, which is cardmon.t3fun.com. It looks like Cardmon Hero is a free-to-play MMORPG for the PC in which players take on the role of a hero that can create, discover, recruit, and summon mercenaries to aid in a battle using a deck of cards. Call mercenaries to battle tough enemies in a combination with your skill cards as you adventure through an expansive and persistent world. Join thousands of others in a card-collecting adventure through hundreds of quests over 70 instances, countless combinations of mercenary and skill cards to be discovered and used in the battle. You can also find them on Twitter.com, Cardmon Global, or Facebook, Cardmon Hero Global. So head over there if you're into that kind of thing. That's awesome. And again, it's live today, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern.
What do we want to play now?
Well, you got to wait just a little bit. It's Eastern. It'll come quick. We're Central.
But what if we want to play now? No.
Well, then you head over to MAT and you play with me.
Yay! We get to play with Jen. Well, it's almost time for us to close up shop. In fact, it is time for us to close up shop. If you have some news you would like us to talk about, you can. You know what? It's hard to talk over Leroy. I have to play it every day as requested. Again, if you have news you'd like to send over, you can send it to... You know what? Let's do this. Let me finish this first, and then I'll give you guys your Leroy back. Breathe. It's okay. I'm going to play it. Breathe. Okay. So send any news in to press@gamingatrix.com. And remember, Lunch with Jen and Corey is hot and piping hot every day, noon, Eastern Standard Time. 11 for you Central Standard Time people. The rest of you, well, you're probably still asleep. You can listen to it later. And also remember, if you love us, favorite us, and check out the site for this news and any other news that we'll be putting up today, including some new screenshots from Rockstar's very secretive undercover game. They're not telling us much about L.A. Noire.
Ooh,
just showing us some motion capabilities. And here we go. This is just for you WoW players.
Okay, guys. I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered.
Love Leroy Jenkins.
We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
I think Leroy needs something.
Okay, he's going to see a t-shirt. Leroy Jenkins, woman.
So we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take
them
down
quick. Find him, wave around the sun. Leroy Jenkins, my baby.
Oh my god, he just ran in.
Oh my god, he just ran in.